Now, if the farmer were deciding how many tomatoes to grow for next year, this decision would involve a much different range of factors than the short-run decisions. For instance, the farmer could decide to cut some of the fixed costs by getting rid of one tractor, or perhaps growing a different crop with an increased market price. In other words, in the long run, which is the period of time that would take to grow tomatoes again, everything is variable. Or, put another way, fixed costs are equal to zero in the long run, and the variable costs and the total costs are exactly the same. This means that in the long run, the farmer could sell all of the farm's capital or, if things are going well, do the opposite and acquire more capital and expand production. In the long run, fixed costs equal zero. Total costs equals variable costs.